Coming up on episode number 1063, well, if the king were still alive, and then, you know, there's plenty of people who believe that he is still alive somewhere, then he'd just turned the ripe old age of 80. And, as we do with many birthdays here on Coverville, we celebrate with a cover story. It is the king, yes, Elvis Presley's 80th birthday cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night. It is Monday, January 19th, 2015. My name is Brian Ibbin. Welcome to a late edition Coverville. I know, usually I do these on Wednesdays. We had a little bit of a work snafu that caused this show to get pushed back. Basically, I've got some client stuff that I'm dealing with, trying to work with a very new client who's unfamiliar with my podcasting schedule. So it's a matter of letting them know what kinds of things that I'm able to do and unable to do, and what other commitments I have, like this show, like being here for you guys to deliver this show week in, week out. And sorry I missed last Wednesday's show, but you're going to get two this week. You're going to get one today, and you're going to get one Wednesday. So look forward to that. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Elvis Presley would have turned 80 last week. And what better way to celebrate than with covers of, I was going to say of and by the King. I think we've got one song here that includes the King on vocals, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Let's start things off with a cover by The King. No, not Elvis Presley, but a German artist who records under the name The King, does a fairly good impersonation of Elvis Presley, but does a lot of covers of non-Elvis Presley songs and Elvis Presley groups, like Nirvana and Stone Temple Pilots, I think he's done, or Alice in Chains, things like that. Well, he also does covers of Elvis Presley, as one would imagine. And on his album Gravelands, which came out in 1998, he included this cover of That's Alright Mama. It's different enough that I thought it'd be fun to listen to. Here is The King and That's Alright Mama.
Hey, Scotty. You remember that old blues song by Big Arthur Krutka? It's called That's Alright Mama?
No.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right with you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Well, Mama, she don't tell me. Papa don't tell me too. Son, that girl, you fooling me. She ain't no good for you. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right, now, Mama. That's all right. That's all right now, Mama. Any way you do. I said a dee 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 dee.
Tired of talking, so grab your coat and let's start walking. I said, come on, come on,
come on, come on.
I said, come on, come on,
come on, come on.
I said, come on, come on,
come on, come on.
Don't procrastinate, don't articulate, girl. It's getting late, getting set, waiting around.
Girl, a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation, satisfaction in me. A little more buying, a little less barring, a little less fighting, a little more spark. Hold the mother up and up your heart and make it satisfy me.
Satisfy me, baby.
Satisfy me, baby.
Satisfy me, girl.
Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking.
Wrap your coat and let's start walking. I said, come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
I said, come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
I said, come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Don't procrastinate, don't articulate, girl. Getting set, waiting around.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation, satisfaction in me. A little more biting, a little less barking, a little less fighting, a little more spark. Cause I'm holding up and up your heart and baby, satisfy me.
but it'll never will again. Said it's bringing my baby, you're the seesaw man, Joe Perry.
Mystery Train, that one originally done by Little Junior's Blue Flames, covered very famously by Elvis, and covered again right there by Toby Keith, joined by Joe Perry. A great combination right there. That one for the soundtrack to Elvis' Viva Las Vegas, not the original one starring Elvis, but the 2008 release. And I'm not sure what that was tied to. I don't think that's the soundtrack to the Cirque du Soleil show. I'm going to have to do a little more research on where that came from, because picked up that album 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, and I'm not exactly sure what the soundtrack is to. Toby Keith and Joe Perry with their cover of Mystery Train. The Boss Hoss right before that. Got a little confused there about The King, which I played at the beginning of the set. The Boss Hoss is the German band that does things in kind of that Elvis style. That is their A Little Less Conversation cover, a cover of the song that Elvis Presley recorded that was later remixed by JXL and went back up the charts. That one from their 2005 Inter-Nashville Urban Hymns album. The Josh Roseman Unit from their 2000 album Cherry with that instrumental cover of Don't Be Cruel. And The King, who's from Belfast, not from Germany, with his cover of That's All Right Mama from his first album, Gravelands. His first album, really, really good. Second album, Return to Splendor, also really good. Definitely worth picking up those albums and looking at more music by The King. Not Elvis Presley. Actually, the guy's real name is James Brown, believe it or not. So he had a couple different ways he could have gone there. All right, let's get to the next set of music here, starting with lead singer of Catatonia, Karis Matthews, for a song that she recorded in 2010 for the Dermot O'Leary Saturday Sessions. Here's her cover of Love Me Tender.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Take it away.
Just to feel,
just to
your heart.
I want your heart.
Be close to mine.
So close to mine.
Well, if ever you ever go, darling, I'll be home. Oh, so lonely. Begging on my knees. All I ask is please, please love me.
Das Licht der Welt in Chicago. Und wuchs heran. Und sein Spielplatz war der Straßenstaub. Und kannte nicht der Bäume laut in Chicago. Alles war so grau und leer. Und blickte umher. Was sah, war Armut und Not. Und sagte sich, das ist kein Leben für mich. Wenn ich es mache so wie die, dann schaff ich es nie. In Chicago. Und dann traf der zwei, die waren die er, mit denen zog er nachts umher in Chicago. Und es kam ein Tag, da machten die drei einen kühnen Plan und schafften sich Pistolen an in Chicago. Doch der Überfall missglückte, ein Polizist rief halt. Er blieb nicht stehen, da fiel ein Schuss und die Welt war plötzlich still und kalt. Und die Menschen herum, sie blickten stumm, als ging sie das ganz gar nicht an in Chicago. Und in derselben Nacht kam ein anderes kleines Kind zur Welt, wo nie ein Strahl der Sonne fällt in Chicago. In Chicago.
German, well, Lebanese artist Ricky Shane and his cover of In the Ghetto, which in that version is called In Chicago. A little bit different, a little bit lost in translation. The very definition, I think, of lost in translation right there. Ricky Shane actually grew up, where I think was born in Lebanon, moved to Paris, and then moved to Germany, where he became really popular, kind of like a... I don't know, maybe the Tom Jones of Germany, looking through his titles and his style of music, probably a fairly good comparison there. Ricky Shane and his cover of In the Ghetto from the album, from the collection called U40 Party Mix Volume 1 from 2008, a song actually he recorded and released way back in 1969. Red Molly right before that with a cover of Are You Lonesome Tonight, that one from their EP, the Red Molly EP, which they released in 2005. I never, ever get tired of listening to their beautiful harmonizations, man. Love Red Molly. Chris Isaak right before that from a 2011 tribute album called Beyond the Sun, where he paid tribute to all the different artists who recorded in Sun Records. Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, of course, Elvis Presley, with a cover right there of a song that was originally done by Willie and Ruth and very famously covered by Elvis Presley. Chris Isaak, who does a great Elvis Elvis impersonation himself, right? That version right there of Love Me. And Karis Matthews of Catatonia with a cover of Love Me Tender that she recorded live on the Dermot O'Leary Saturday Sessions show and was released on the Saturday Sessions compilation from 2010. All right, continuing now with a band called Dinho Auto Presto, or Preto, from their album Black Heart, with a song that was, again, originally done by Mark James and covered later on by Elvis Presley. This, by the way, if you haven't heard it yet, I did a show way back, I want to say 2008, 2007, a tribute, an Elvis Presley tribute show where I play original versions of all the songs that he covered and made famous, including the original Mark James version of Suspicious Minds. Here is a cover by Dinho Auto Preto. Here's Suspicious Minds.
Suspicious minds. asking where I've been. You can't see these tears, I reel, I'm crying.
We can't go on together. first saw you, with your lips so tender, my heart was captured.
With you, angel.
Cliff Richard with a cover of Angel. It was digitally remastered in 2002 and included on a CD that had his initial album, Cliff Richard, as well as his follow-up, Don't Stop Me Now, on one disc, and included that great cover there of Elvis Presley's Angel. Right before that, It's Now or Never by the band Those Darn Accordions from their 2007 album Squeeze Machine. Now, what's really cool is they managed to combine the Elvis Presley sort of cover of that song with the original, which is O Solo Mio, the operatic song that the melody, of course, came from. Really cool to kind of hear those things combined into one cover. Before that, Mother's Finest with a cover of Burning Love, that one from their album Another Mother Further from 1989, and Dino Auto Preto with a cover of Suspicious Minds from the album Black Heart. Now, of course, Elvis Presley was not the original artist to do either of those two songs. Arthur Alexander was the first artist to do Burning Love, the original artist for Burning Love, and Suspicious Minds originally done by Mark James. But come on now. Everyone connects those two songs with Elvis Presley. Here's a song that you don't usually associate with Elvis Presley. Of course, you associate with Chuck Berry, and the song is Maybelline. Now, on the Good Rockin' Tonight album that came out in 2007, Slim Jim Phantom, Lee Rocker, and Danny B. Harvey, three of the other members of the Stray Cats without Brian Setzer, put together a recording where they used Elvis's vocals with their updated and brand new instrumentation, put out a whole album of these called Good Rockin' Tonight. On that album, Elvis Presley covers Chuck Berry with the help right there of the rest of the Stray Cats. Let's hear it right now. Here is Maybelline.
Why can't you be true?
lonely baby. I could die. Bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk looks dressed in black. Been so long on Lonely Street there. Never look back. And I feel so lonely, baby. I feel so lonely. I feel so lonely, baby. Bars are always crowded. Still can't find some room. All broken hearted lovers to cry in their room.
I feel so lonely, baby. I feel so lonely.
I feel so lonely, baby.
Probers with a live cover there from their Probe This album, live version there of Heartbreak Hotel, that initial song that launched the career of Elvis Presley into our hearts and into our ears. Heartbreak Hotel by the Probers. Jailhouse Rock by a band that you usually don't hear covers from. The band, of course, Queen, recorded live at their Queen Rock Montreal album, which was re-released on CD in 2007. Great cover there of Elvis's Jailhouse Rock. And Maybelline, right? They're covered by Elvis with some of the Stray Cats, covering Chuck Berry, that part of that project I mentioned. The 2007 album, Good Rockin' Tonight. A really fun EP. That Good Rockin' Tonight. So check that one out from Elvis and some of the Stray Cats. We got time for one last set, and there's been one song that's been notoriously missing from this whole thing, and people who know me are wondering why I just haven't gotten to it yet. Well, all right, it's time. How about a cover of Viva Las Vegas? This one performed by Vince Neil. Yep, Vince Neil. From the 2010 album Tacos and Tequila. Here is Viva Las Vegas.
Gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money. That's Like a man on a fuzzy tree, my friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
My hand, I want the chill I got. Her lips are like a vulture.
reggae to close us out. That's Jackie Edwards from the All Reggae tribute to Elvis Presley called All Shook Up from 2005. That is All Shook Up. Yeah, it's the title track. Of course it is. Before that, Ghost Town Trio with a very unusual instrumental version of Can't Help Falling in Love. That one from their 2011 album, No Tits But Hits. And Vince Neil. Motley Crue's Vince Neil at the very top of that set with his cover of Viva Las Vegas. You'll find that on his 2010 album, Tacos and Tequila. And with that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. And here's how you can get in touch with me. Let's say you've got a request or an idea or a suggestion, whatever. Email me. That email address is requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. You can also visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. That is at coverville.com. Also, the Podcast Awards just opened up again at podcastawards.com. So please go there and nominate your favorite podcasts, whether or not that includes Coverville. Be sure to give some love back to the podcasts, the shows that you enjoy right there at podcastawards.com. All right, that's going to do it for today. Until next time, that's really what I was going to be saying. Oh yeah, next time, look for an episode featuring covers of NXS in honor of Michael Hutchence's birthday, as well as some covers of other people who have done vocals for NXS. We'll explain that next time here on Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pan Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, they'll always leave you all shook up.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.